The history of the fall of civilization as we knew it is long and complicated.
Ooh! We've been learning about the fall at school.
Good.
But we're not very good at history. Is there any more marmalade?
No, you've had the lot. And shouldn't you be off?
We've got ages yet. Tell us a story about the fall.
Well, I can. Actually, I quite like you to help me. I've been working on it as a play.
We'll help. We'll do all the voices.
We like doing plays.
Yeah, I know. I've been going over the accounts of my great-great-grandfather who lived through those terrible days. Took me a while, as my eyesight is not of the best.
I'm really good at reading.
Shush.
I'm more adapted to burrowing than reading, but there you go. Now, I came across these diaries and transcripts as I was doing a bit of a tidy-up. I'm still in the middle of it all. You don't mind the dust?
No.
Well then, let me tell you about my great-great-grandfather. Brian, who coincidentally sounded exactly like me.
And we'll do all the voices.
Yes.
And the sound effects.
Yes.
Where do we begin?
With scene one.
Hello, this is Radio Talk FM on digital and online around the globe. And you're listening to Stranger Than Fiction. My guest this afternoon is Brian, who's here to talk about his struggle with acceptance. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
I think I should add, for the listeners at home, that Brian is wearing a rather natty costume.
It isn't a costume. It's a second skin.
Of course it is. Tell us about it, Brian.
Well, some people are born and they know who they are. They are born a man and they feel like a man. I grew up and I knew I wasn't what I should be. I was born the wrong shape. Took me many years to realise that what I really was, underneath all this, was a zebra.
A zebra?
A zebra, yes.
I can tell you, listeners, Brian is indeed dressed as a zebra. Describe your costume to the people at home, Brian.
Well, it's that of a zebra.
It is indeed a zebra.
I know your listeners will find this funny, will think this is a joke, but it isn't to me. I know how I feel. Every part of me screams that I am a zebra.
A zebra?
Yes, a zebra.
A large quadruped?
Yes.
With stripes?
I don't ask to be understood. I don't understand it myself. All I ask is to be accepted.
And people presumably don't accept your zebra-ness?
No, it's all a big game to them. And I can understand that, but it is hurtful. And there's nothing to the abuse, to the letters and the excrement shoved through the letterbox. People hanging outside my house calling me unnatural, a monster, just...
Because you want to be a zebra?
Yes.
You've even been attacked.
I was assaulted by a gang of youths, yes.
For dressing like a zebra?
For being a zebra, yes. I just want to be a zebra and do normal zebra things.
And you're seriously considering an attempt to become more zebra-like?
Yes, for years I've been content with this onesie as a second skin, but but now I've been working with doctors to help me change.
Into a zebra?
Yes. I had to look abroad and it costs a lot of money. I'm saving up now.
So what sort of changes would you have?
Some facial work to lengthen the face and put two hooves on my back feet. Ideally, I would like to reconfigure my body shape completely, but I understand that this is impractical.
Brian, thank you. And now over to Charlie with the weather. And we're off.
Thank you so much for giving me the airtime.
Don't thank me. Thank the producer.
Oh.
If you'll just follow Lucy, she'll show you the way out.
Right. Look, I don't suppose you'd like to go out for a drink later.
You have to be joking.
Hello, I'm Daisy and I'm a victim of the plague.
Hello, Daisy.
I think I was one of the first people to change. I don't know, it's not a competition, but I think I must have been. I think the plague started much earlier than people actually thought. And because it hadn't started yet, because people didn't know it was something happening, no one listened to me when I said it was happening to me. As no one knew about the plague, my telling my teacher at school that I was turning into a duck didn't gain much sympathy. But then he was a total... It was at school that I was sure I could fly. I knew that I had hollow bones and I could soar. Of course, I was told to stop being silly. I mean, I was just a kid, but I was bright. I did have hollow bones, though more in an osteoporosis kind of way. I'm still too heavy to fly, except by British Airways. Mr. Caroon.
Yes?
Your wife is out of surgery now.
Can I visit her?
Not quite yet, but it shouldn't be long now.
How is she?
Still under, but she should be more comfortable. The operation was successful only up to a point, I'm afraid.
Well, we didn't expect much.
We operated to remove as much cancerous material as we could, but it has spread throughout her system.
I understand. The consultant did say.
How much did she tell you about the cancer?
Oh, that it was more than usually virulent, that at best I could hope for a few extra months, maybe a couple of years. Why?
Sorry, I shouldn't really be asking this. She isn't strictly speaking my patient, but what were the first symptoms?
Oh, her skin. She first noticed her skin. It was coming up in little bumps, and there was a funny mottling. I mean, you must have seen it.
Yes, we all did.
Hang on, is there something you're not telling me?
Nothing positive, no. Only that the nature of the cancer is very unusual.
Well, we know that.
Mr. Caroon?
Yes.
You can come through now.
Thank you.
Good luck, Mr. Caroon.
Thank you.
What were you talking to him about?
Just telling him she was out of surgery, that's all. What?
Oh, not you as well.
What?
You're the second one today. He hasn't anything else to tell us.
There must be. You've seen the state of her.
It's not environmental. They've tested it.
So what is it then?
I don't know. Heaven knows what John's going to tell him.
Why?
They've biopsied some of the material they removed.
And?
I shouldn't be telling you this.
What is this?
It's... Well, the biopsy shows it isn't quite human.
What?
Well, under a microscope, it looks... Well... It looks like plant material.
No.
And they just completed DNA tests on her first biopsy. It is plant DNA. The cancerous material is. Well, the growths are those of a plant. She's effectively budding.
His wife is budding?
Not quite. The new tissue, it's, well... It's...
Spit it out.
She's a cactus. Mrs. Caroon is turning into a cactus.
A cactus?
Yes. The alien DNA is that of a cactus.
She's turning into a cactus.
A cactus, yes.
A cactus?
Yes, a cactus, yes.
Mrs. Caroon is turning...
Into a cactus.
Gotcha.
At first, it was just some of her cells, which were a bit...
Cactusy?
Exactly. But it's spreading.
Creeping.
So most of her DNA is now neither one thing or another. So it's as close to cancer as makes no difference. And we can't just cut it out. All her body cells want...
To be a cactus?
All her cells, all of them, as they are replaced with this new hybrid cell.
Cactus cancer?
Yes. But I don't think we have to tell them that detail.
I'd want to know if I was being rewritten from the inside out.
Not sure I would.
Oh, my God!
I think John told him.
Hello, I'm Joey, and I'm a victim of the plague.
Hello, Joey.
Though a victim of poor luck, chiefly. I was admitted to hospital with an injury to my hand. I dropped a glass on the floor and, not realising it had broken, tried to pick it up a bit too firmly. One of the bigger pieces sliced into my hand. I was in a lot of pain and there was a lot of blood, so I went to hospital. I hang around A&E for a few hours and finally a nurse had a look and said the wound would need stitching and disappeared and... Then this random doctor arrived and had a look at the wound and asked me if I was in pain. I said, yes, and he gave me an injection. He said it would help with the pain. It did. It hurt even more. I started screaming and he ran away. The doctor ran away. When the nurse came back to find me, didn't know anything about the other bloke. Didn't know what had been in the syringe. Of course, we all know now. Everybody knows now. I'd love to say that when I saw Dr. Gray, I saw that he was obviously evil, with sallow skin and an hunchback. But he was perfectly normal. A perfectly normal psychopath who turned me into, well, you could see for yourself. Sorry. Excuse me. This is all a bit upsetting. I have to go.
Terrible story, isn't it?
And that is the brief for the campaign the government wants to put out. Dr. Cameron here was on the ground floor when this disease started, so she's here to give us a little more details so that we can craft our message. So, Doctor, over to you. This, plague?
Plague, yes.
You would use the word plague?
Yes. Yes, I would.
A bit emotive, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Couldn't we call it something softer?
Like?
Infection, variant something or other, the lurgy.
Lurgy? It's not a cold, it's a bloody pandemic.
As bad as plague? Pandemic plague do make everybody think they're about to die.
A lot of people probably are.
Not a very sexy idea, death. Could we avoid the D word?
Yes, I think that's reasonable. Why don't you explain, Doctor, precisely what this plague pandemic
lurgy
thing is? Put the marketing team...
That's me.
...more in the picture.
So this lurgy, if you like.
Nice and basic, please. I'm no good at science.
Well, basically, it's a DNA splicer. The disease opens up your genetic code, makes it pliable, willing even to change, to merge with other DNA. Unfortunately, we are surrounded by DNA. Traces exist all around us, within us even. Potentially, we literally could become what we eat. Any touch, any trace of alien DNA in your system is enough to change you forever. You could be in contact with thousands of different DNA traces each day, and nothing would happen. Or you could just get very, very unlucky. And it can be any DNA. You don't just get the flu anymore. You could become the flu. There is no predicting susceptibility, no predicting how it will progress through your body. Frankly, we don't know where it came from, what to do about it, or how to stop it. We are blind. The only silver lining is that we believe this disease will burn itself out incredibly fast. So, considering that we believe everyone in the world is already infected, that we don't know how to go about curing it, and that we're basically helpless, do you really think a leaflet is going to make the blindest bit of difference?
There's a video as well.
Oh. Good. Sorry. I didn't realise.
Well, if we could...
Because if there's a video as well, I'm sure we're all going to be fine.
Are there any preventative measures?
None. From a rough sampling, most people are already infected.
Well, perhaps we should tell people it can be prevented.
In what way?
You know, wash your hands, that sort of thing.
If you want.
Would it help?
No.
Not even a little?
No. You could tell people to dance naked before a full moon. You could tell them to hang a turnip outside their door every day in supplication to the sky gods. You could have everyone wrap themselves up in cling film and pour boiling water over themselves 3 times a day, and it wouldn't make any difference to the spread of the disease.
Yes, but telling people to wash their hands wouldn't do any harm.
Not actively.
Could do some general good.
You could issue everyone with fingernail brushes.
Good idea.
Now, what about social cohesion?
What about it?
Well, it seems to me that our society might come under a lot of strain. Need to call in the army?
If you want.
Would it help?
Medically?
Yes.
Not in the slightest. Face it. A fairly large percentage of the world population is about to start turning into, for argument's sake, a rosebush. You'll struggle to call the army out to fight it, as they themselves will be somewhat busy turning into a rosebush as well.
Do you think we could spin this at all?
Spin it?
Well, it could be quite a positive thing. Definitely a day to bury bad news.
I'm sorry. I'm not quite making myself clear. The world as you know it is about to end. Our species may be about to be wiped out. I myself am turning into a radish. There is no spin. There are no civil defence implications, and there is bugger all point ishing anyone with a bloody leaflet or an accompanying video.
Says you. I mean, what do you know?
Beyond the facts, nothing.
Oh, facts. Now, I've had some thoughts about the voiceover. Why don't we get that zebra chap in?
Who?
Bloke who wants to be a zebra. We could get him to be the human face of a... What shall we call it?
The end of civilization as we know it, I believe.
Oh, no. I'm sure we can come up with something snazzier.
Hello. My name's Amanda. I'm a victim of the plague.
Hello, Amanda.
It's the humiliation that gets me. I'm sitting at the dentist's and there's a queue and I wait. Fine. But then my name never seems to get called. Ever. I'm just sat there, waiting. I look up at the desk and they look away. I smile at the other people in the room and they pretend to read the magazines. I'm the elephant in the room who nobody wants to speak to. And after half an hour of this, I get up and demand to speak to someone. And the man behind the desk just ignores me. I'm tempted to trumpet him, because I can do it. And it'll make him sit up and notice me. But I decide not to. Just say loudly that I'm waiting to be heard. Could someone speak to me, please? And eventually, he deigns to speak to me and asks what I want. And I tell him, again, I just want someone to have a look at my tusks. And this little man in the dentist said, have you tried the vets? So I sat on him.
Come in, Brian. This is the studio.
Right.
We're so glad you could make it. It's a real honour.
You know my work.
We've been watching your campaigning with interest. That's why we want you to be the front for us.
I still don't quite understand.
Nothing to understand. Just a little public health announcement.
Right, but I haven't even seen a script yet.
It's all a little hush-hush, so you couldn't until today.
Well, but yes,
It's fine, Brian. Everything will become clear when you get going. Now, here's the script. We've got it ready on a lectern, so you don't need to turn any pages with your new hooves.
I can take them off, they're just plastic.
No need, Brian. We do understand.
You do?
Yes, we do. We understand you, Brian.
Thank you. There are so few people who do, you know.
So here's the script. Take your time and enjoy yourself.
Right.
We ready, Tone? Good. In your own time.
There is a threat to public health like none before. It is a killer and we haven't found the cure. Fuck me. Sorry. I didn't realise it was quite this dark.
Yes. Yes, your performance a bit light, more serious.
Right, right.
Well, we're still rolling, so in your own time.
There is a threat to public health like none before. It is a killer, and we haven't found a cure. The virus is passed through daily contact. It is untraceable until it takes effect. Anyone can be infected. Man, woman, animal, plant.
Hang on there, Tone. Brian? Brian?
Sorry, but I mean, God, this is...
Scary, I know.
It's just...
Horrifying. We should have warned you.
I can't believe it.
I know, I know.
It's brilliant!
What?
It's what I've been waiting for!
Pardon?
All my life I've been looking for a chance to change, and now I can!
I don't think of
that.
Are you all right, Brian?
Fine. Sorry, go again?
Yes, let's go again. In your own time.
There is a threat to public health like none before. It's a killer and we haven't found a cure. The virus is passed through daily contact. It is untraceable until it takes effect. Anyone can be infected, man, woman, animal, plant, zebra. Until recently, it's only appeared in small groups, but it is spreading, so don't delay. Read the information leaflet when it arrives. Whichever animal you want to be, the possibilities are endless.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Oh, was that what you wanted? I'm sorry for the additions, but you can edit them out, can't you?
Yes, we can.
Good. Do you want me to go again?
No, that was quite a take.
Thanks. I might do more of these.
Well, if you could just go with Rachel there, she'll see you out.
Oh, well, so quick. Well, bye. And thanks. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Turn. Do you still have the number for John Hurt?
Hello. I'm Dolly, and I'm a victim of the plague.
Hello, Dolly.
Transitioning was the hardest thing we've ever faced. It's not just the emotions of having something you've always been confident in changing. So reactions are good friends. People try not to be judgmental. They just can't help it. The moment those information films came out, I wanted to die. The emphasis on washing your hands, as if it made any difference, just made people walk away. Unclean, unclean. You don't know fear until you're afraid to simply buy a pint of milk. And then, what do you eat? What do you do when so much of what you eat is now related to you? I lost my job as a teacher because I was told they were too young to be dealing with a pseudo-animal. The head teacher decided when I changed that I wasn't fit to hang around a classroom, that I was a dangerous influence, that I might corrupt the children, that I wasn't really a person, basically. And that I had to go. Christ. Anyone going through a change like this is entitled to some dignity. You couldn't tell from the outside at first. So when I came out in wool, it was a shock to some people. Within weeks, the press got hold of it, using crass language, saying I was a bad person. I was going through something traumatic. And they made it 10 times worse. How could half a sheep person do their job? The aim? Make me an oddity. A freak. Someone who couldn't even have the right to exist. And then, when that video came out online, the audio recordings of that Brian, I hated him for that. I really hated him. Do we understand now? We do.
Hello? Oh, hi. I wonder if you can help me. I'm looking for something a little unusual.
I will certainly try, sir. I will certainly try. You get a fair amount that's unusual in my trade, though these days it's a lot of DVDs, televisions and the like.
Yes,
well... It's not what it used to be in the old days when a pawn shop were bringing items old and new. It's mostly technology. That's all anyone wants to trade and it's usually obsolete.
Yes, I see, but...
Yes, they bring in ancient machines aplenty looking for a little cash and they're always disappointed with the price, but then I blame eBay.
I'm looking for something very analogue.
Indeed, sir. Glad to hear it. Do you have a look? All is on display.
Oh, you don't keep anything behind the counter?
No. Why?
Well, it's not on display, so...
I can ask around, sir. I've many a contact.
Well, I'm looking for anything made out of zebra.
Zebra, sir?
Yes, zebra skin, rug, a stuffed zebra, anything like that.
Not much call for animal skins these days. Very out of fashion, especially with the scare that's about.
Yes, I know.
Who'd want to keep such an item when it might infect you? I assume you like zebras, sir?
Oh, I do. I've never owned such a thing before. I mean, the idea of keeping a dead zebra in the house appalls me, but needs must.
I don't understand.
Doesn't matter. Look, if you could put the word about, I can pay.
Will do, sir. Will do. Hang on. I know you, don't I?
I don't think so.
Yes. Yes. You're the zebra man. It was in the paper.
It was?
Yeah. That audio clip going on about saying you want welcome this disease because then... That's what you want the zebra stuff for.
Please, I don't... I just want to surround myself with stuff to give me the best possible chance of becoming
you
a zebra...
You sick bastard! You want us all to change into animals?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I read it in the paper.
But that's not what I said.
Bet you're in league with that Dr. Gray.
No, I didn't know him.
This is what comes from messing about with nature.
I've nothing to do with it.
Get out of my shop.
I'm going.
Get out, sick bastard.
And now a roundup of the news. The trial of Dr. Kenneth Gray began this week with protests and violence outside the court, as well as in major cities across the world. Many of the protesters calling for the death penalty, saying that the court had no power to give victims any real restitution. Dr. Gray, himself a victim of the disease he created, has to speak through an interpreter, having lost the use of his larynx. Many see the change of Dr. Gray into an insect, species as yet unidentified, as punishment enough. His health is poor and his life expectancy is likely to be short. But victims of the disaster call for his life to end by the will of the people and not by the plague he created. Most non-mammalian crossovers lead to serious health problems and often death, as the changes are too dramatic for the host to survive. As yet, Dr. Gray has refused to assist in creating a cure for the disease he created in a medical facility in Edinburgh and has reportedly destroyed his notes. As yet, the virus has no known cure, but experts believe it may also have a short lifespan. No new cases have been reported for 6 months, and it is hoped that it may have burnt itself out. However, this has left the world population decimated, with over 1 billion dead and many billions left effectively infertile.
Brian?
Sandra?
Yes?
Hello!
Sorry I'm late.
That's all right. I'm sorry, but I've ordered something for myself.
Oh, all right.
I was just really hungry.
That's fine. What do you recommend?
Oh, I don't know. A friend of mine said the pork roast is superb.
Oh, no. I don't eat pork.
Rightio.
I mean, Jesus.
What?
Is this some kind of game to you?
I don't know what you mean.
I think you do.
Oh, you're not Jewish, are you?
I'm a pig.
A pig?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
Well, I am.
It's just you don't look very porcine-like.
It's a close match to human.
Of course. I mean, I did wonder a bit. You have a funny nose.
Oh, you think it's funny, do you?
No, not. I didn't mean it like that.
Funny piggy nose?
No, cute funny, not funny funny.
So long as it brought you some enjoyment.
Oh, well, I thought it was Jewish, actually.
A funny Jew nose?
No. I'm sorry, okay? I didn't think you were a pig or Jewish, okay? So, or I wouldn't have suggested pork.
Well, I am a pig, okay?
Yes. Right.
And I'm Jewish.
Oh, God.
No, it's all right. I'm not religious.
Right. God.
Though it can cause problems, as you can imagine.
Of course.
My aunt and uncle have a problem with it.
I can imagine.
Oh, can you now? Can you?
Look, I think we got off to the wrong start. Can we just begin again? I'm having the vegetarian. Join me and we'll have a nice evening.
You're right. I'm a bit touchy about it, that's all. I'm sorry. I'm nervous and I don't want to bite your head off.
Start again?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. So, what do you do?
I'm a WPC.
You work...
for the police, yes.
Right.
Say it.
What?
Go on, say it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a pig. Say it, pig. It's funny. Go on, laugh.
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
Christ, it's all on the website.
I didn't read the details.
I thought that's why you... I mean, what animal are you?
Well, I'm not. Well,
Hang on. You're just human. Oh, I've heard of people like you.
No, I'm not like that.
Into something a bit interspecies.
It's not that. I'm just not anything other yet.
Yet?
It's just I want to be a zebra.
You want to be a zebra?
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a zebra since I was a kid. And well, it's difficult to find someone who understood, so I thought someone who, you know, knows what it's like.
Knows what it's like. Knows what it's like. You haven't got a clue what it's like. You haven't been through the change. You haven't felt every cell in your body change. Do you know how many drugs I take to get through the day? And you want that? It hurts. It really hurts.
I know. But I really want to be a zebra.
Well, I don't want to be a pig. I want to be normal. I want not to be a freak, unlike you.
I thought you'd understand.
Fuck you.
Your dried oats, sir.
Thank you. Could I have the bill, please?
Hello. You're through to Feline Station. I'm Willow, and I'm your sexy cat. Is this your first time? Tell me what you want me to do for you. You want to meow for you. Can you see me on the screen? See me meow. Meow. Oh. 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 Another satisfied customer tongue. Anyway, did you hear what happened to me the other day? I'm walking down the street and this guy just goes for me. At first, I thought he was just being cute, saying, "Here, kitty," you know, as they do. And, here, pussy, puss, puss, cat. No, I'm just ignoring him. And then I realise he's following me. And, hang on. Hello, you're through to Feline Station. I'm Willow, and I'm your sexy cat. Is this your first time? Tell me what you want me to do for you. You want me to swish my sexy tail for you? Oh, you like that, do you? Hear me purr. Row. Oh. 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 Anyway, he starts to follow me, and I'm thinking it's really dark. I don't like this. And he's going, "You're that pussy on the telly. You're that dirty bitch cat." And I'm going, "Shit," and walking faster, and that's difficult in these heels. Hang on. Hello, you're through to Feline Station. I'm Willow, and I'm your sexy cat. Is this your first time? Oh, hello, George. Lovely to hear from you again. Tell me what you want me to do for you. You want to be a big tom cat, do you? Well, here, pussy, pussy, pussy. Oh, yes. Would you like some tickles? I'll get you some milk. You like milk. You've got cream all over your whiskers. Who's a good pussycat? Yes, good pussycat. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, glad to help. Well, goodbye, Mr. Galloway. He's a right pest, that one. Anyway, this bloke suddenly grabs me, throws me to the ground, and he's shouting this stuff at me, and I'm screaming for help, and I think I'm bleeding, and I say so. You should have seen him jump back, Tone. Don't you touch me! Don't you get your blood on me! You're not going to infect me, slut! He runs away, probably to have a shower. Oh, hang on. Hello, you're through to Feline Station. I'm Willow and I'm your sexy cat. Is this your first time? Hello, this is Radio Talk FM on digital and online around the globe. And you're listening to Stranger Than Fiction. My first guest this afternoon is a man taking the state to court for separating him and his lover. Mr. Crabb, tell us about it.
Well, it's a basic person rights issue, isn't it? I mean, why should they have control over who I love?
But you are having an affair with your poodle.
Why should I be attacked because of the love I have for my Fifi? We love each other. What's so difficult to understand?
With respect, how do you know she reciprocates your feelings?
She's all over me. All over me. Do you want me to paint you a picture?
There would be many who would say this is bestiality.
We're all beasts. I'm a beast deep down. I'm a dog myself, a man cross.
But that does give you a higher reasoning.
Look, trust me, there's nothing higher about our relationship, you get me, eh?
I think now is a good time to bring in our next guest, the Reverend Lodge. What do you say to Mr. Crabb here?
Disgusting. A disgusting animal.
Oh, it's better than becoming a plant, mate.
I resent the slur. I'm no plant, just a normal human. A clean human.
You think that he isn't clean?
He can't help what he is. For that we must pity him. But he needs help to fight his lower animal nature.
Trust me, you should try it sometime.
You believe people like Mr. Crabb can be cured?
I cannot change his body. Only God can do that. But I can cure him of his hangdog nature. It's unnatural, uncivilized, immoral, irreligious, and abnormal.
Oh, yeah? And how would you change me?
It's a good question, Reverend.
Well, I would get him to sit with a normal person, alone, in a room for a while. Shown the proper example, I'm sure we can stop him licking his balls.
Are you nuts? Licking your balls is great. You telling me you've never licked yourself?
No, of course not. I'm clean of taint. No true believer has been touched by this disease of sin.
What about reports that the last Archbishop of Canterbury, that he had turned into a hamster?
These are just ugly rumours. He died a natural death after a long illness.
Oh, yeah. Now, he fell off his wheel. That's what happened to him.
I think this is a good moment to bring our next guest in. Kathy, you, I believe, have relations with partly animalised people?
Yes. I like horses. I have sex with a horse maybe 2 or 3 times a week.
A different person each time?
Oh, yes.
Could I just ask, are you an animalised person yourself?
No, I'm not. Obviously, that would be awful, and I am very careful. I use protection because I don't want to catch it. Perhaps that's why I like them. The danger, the risk, and their massive cocks, of course. That's probably what I like best.
And I'm afraid that's all we have time for.
Hello, I'm Brian, and I was infected by the plague.
Hello, Brian.
I remember the day I first realised I was going to change. It was the best and worst day of my life. I was making my way to the clinic to find out the result. I was quite excited, to be honest. But to get there, I had to go through the streets and the first of the disturbances. It was the first day of the week of the bonfire of the animal pelts. I say pelts. There were tiger skin rugs, but it was mostly tabby cats, stray dogs, burning. And the cheer from the crowd as each dead animal went on, at least I hope they were dead. I think some of them were still alive. I didn't hang around to check. There was a lot of anger in the air. But you know what they say about people and their pets, how the owner becomes like the animal? Well, I imagine that would make a lot of people very angry. If I'd been changed by Tiddles, yeah, I might do the same. But the smell, that's what I'll never forget. A lot of people became horses. You are what you eat. Just no one really thought that's what they might have been eating.
Could have been worse. Could have been a cow.
Oi!
Not that there's anything wrong with being a cow. Some of my best friends are cows. Sorry, I'll stop now.
Tea and coffee will be served in the next room.
Oh, right, good.
Brian, isn't it?
Amanda?
You remember? I've not seen you at Animals Anonymous before.
No, I've done a few rallies and things.
Really?
A few, they crop up.
Most people hide away. You know how it is.
Not really.
Why did you come?
A friend of a friend. He said it was a good way of getting back into the world. Since transition, I've hidden myself away.
I know what you mean.
You're really familiar.
Really?
Your voice.
Thanks, I...
If I'm honest.
Yes?
I came here to meet people, you know?
People?
You know, meet people, check the talent.
Oh.
Is that awful?
No.
Because it sounds awful now I say it.
If I'm honest, that's why I'm here too.
Oh.
Do you want to skip tea and go for a proper drink? What?
Are you coming on to me?
I may be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to give you the wrong impression.
It's all right. I just like you.
I mean, whoa there.
Don't you like me?
Well, I mean, you're nice enough, but...
What?
We're a bit different.
What?
I don't see it working, do you?
Are you... Is this because I'm an elephant?
No.
You hypocrite. You bloody hypocrite.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
You want to be accepted as you are, but no one else is good enough.
No.
One rule for the zebras and one for the elephants.
That's not what I meant.
What did you mean then?
I'd rather not say.
Go on. You say you're not like that. Tell me what you meant. We're a bit different, you said. What did you mean by that?
Just that you're not what I'm looking for.
Oh, I don't do it for you, do I?
I'm just not that turned on by you.
You don't know what you're missing, mister. I can do things with this trunk you wouldn't believe.
No. It's nothing to do with your trunk. I like your trunk, that trunk anyway.
Oh, I get it. Bit big for you, am I?
Look, I think we should move on.
Don't like a big girl, do you? Like them slender and gazelle-like.
More zebra-like, really.
See?
It's just a preference. I like other types as well. I like cat women a bit, and my best friend's married to one foxy...
Fox?
Squirrel.
Do you tell him you like his tasty little squirrel?
Of course not. She's just an example. Look, I'm sorry. It's all gone a bit wrong. Can we start again?
Never meet your heroes. Never meet your bloody heroes. Christ, you're such a figurehead to us, Brian. I mean, you were one of us before we were us. It was so great to hear from someone who actually wanted to be what you became. To be proud of who you are, that's just amazing.
People didn't say that at first. They wanted me dead.
But you got through.
You could say you lot had it easy.
I wouldn't say that.
Look, Amanda, I know it isn't easy to change. I've been there. It's just when I first started, I had to change the hard way. Painful surgery, no support, no one to hold my hoof.
But you got to be a zebra in the end.
Oh, don't patronise me.
I wasn't.
You are. I know I'm a joke.
You're not.
Usually I'm brought into gigs, the big rallies and stuff, as a bit of light relief. The man who wanted to change.
But you did. You became a zebra.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
But you...
The stripes had dyed.
I didn't know.
Most people don't. Except the people who matter.
Who are they?
The zebras. The real zebras. They could tell I smelled different.
So you're not a zebra?
No.
Can I ask?
I'm a Shetland pony, okay? And don't laugh! Don't you dare laugh!
I'm sorry.
Don't patronise me.
I'm not! I'm truly sorry, Brian.
I changed my name, you know. Before the change, I'd done all this research into zebra calls,
and created a zebra name for myself.
What was it?
That's a beautiful name.
Bugger to spell.
You don't want me to use it, do you?
No, Brian's fine. I went to Africa. I knew there was a community of zebras out there, thought I could fool them. They'd live with their normal cousins side by side, I thought. But they sniffed me out. I told them my name. Hi, I'm... They told me that, roughly translated, it meant big shit coming. Hi, I'm big shit coming. I don't know if they were telling the truth. Didn't matter, really. Said what they thought of me. I was a fake. I was a big shit coming to stink the place out. So I came back home.
I'm sorry.
I would like nothing better than to go to sleep one night and wake up in the morning a zebra. To have the freedom of the fields, to graze with my cousins. I'd love to be able to graze with them. To chew the cud with my brothers. But I woke up one day as a mockery. I woke up and suddenly I was so nearly right. I've been through so much pain and I'm so close and I'm not there. Not right.
We've all been there. Not in quite the same way. I mean, see that giant chicken over there? I helped clean up the mess on his door this morning. They egged his house. The neighbourhood kids, they think it's a right laugh, egging the house of a chicken. He can't even talk properly. Has to use a throat thing because his mouth has no flexibility. We're lucky, we can still talk. I know it's not what you wanted, but self-pity won't get you anywhere.
Thanks for the analysis.
Oh, don't. Let me get you that drink.
Thanks, but I think I better go now. This isn't for me.
I'm sorry.
Not me all. The bitch of it is. I can see a future where I could have been happy, where I would have settled for this, for some acceptance, but it's just too late for me. I can never reach the promised savannah.
You don't recognise me, do you?
Sorry, no.
I used to work for Radio Talk FM. I used to do the Stranger Than Fiction slot.
Oh, God, you...
Interviewed you once, yeah.
You blew me off.
Even?
Yeah. Perhaps we are.
You sure you don't want that drink?
Yeah, all right. Do you think they'll have any snacks?
Crisps, peanuts, salt lick, dry oats?
Oats.
Right. One bag of oats and a barrel of peanuts it is.
Aww.
And that's how my great-great-grandparents met. Work?
You're not a zebra.
Horse?
Horse.
Or an elephant.
Quite the reverse.
If there's a reverse of an elephant.
So how did that work?
Oh, sorry, there's one more scene. Hello, we're looking for a Dr. Daisy, Duck?
Yes, it's Brian and Amanda, isn't it?
Yes, we're here to collect...
The wee mite in cot six.
We're so excited!
I must warn you, adopting a young pseudo-human comes with a number of difficulties.
We know. We've been through all this with the adoption agency.
Of course, it helps that you've transitioned yourself. Everyone in the hospital has done so we all understand.
It's such a shame he's an orphan. To think what his poor mother had to go through.
It's difficult. Birth isn't a normal process for so many people. We're still learning. But at the moment, we're getting plenty of practice. We've got 4 births scheduled today.
That's a lot.
Not really. It should be 3 times that for a unit this size. Birth rates are quite slow amongst pseudo-humans. Most people are barren, as you know. Mm. Apart from the rabbits. They obviously breed like rabbits.
Must be quite a challenge.
Yes, especially psychologically. We've got one patient at the moment who's having kittens.
So if I were pregnant.
No, she's literally having kittens.
Sorry.
We've got to prepare her for the worst. Many of them won't be viable. Ah, look, here we are. Cot 6, your little mite.
He's so small.
Yes, go on, hold him.
Look at his little claws. He's beautiful.
Will his eyesight be all right?
Probably okay, though he'll prefer low light conditions.
What big hands he's got.
He'll be a little digger.
First mole we've delivered here? Now, I'll just leave you a moment to get acquainted and then complete the paperwork.
We promise, little mite, that we'll hold on to you for dear life, look after you and love you just like you were ours. We've bought you a lovely new home right next to the river, though a little way from the city and the nastiness. We wouldn't want to live anywhere too wild, would we?
And that's how my great-grandfather came about.
Aww! That's so sweet!
Really sweet! Let's do another one!
Now, get along, you two. What would your mother think of me if I let you stop here all hours and you missing school?
Aww.
Go on, now.
Please, sir?
Yes?
What happened to your great... to them?
Brian and Amanda lived here for years and were very happy. Now clear off the pair of you, I've got work to do.
Bye!
Field mice. They're sweet, but they can be a bit dopey. And they were happy for a long time, as far as I can tell. They both died comparatively young, complications of the change, but they were luckier than most. I don't pretend to understand it all. My adoptive ancestor seemed to be a tortured soul. And judging by the letters and the tapes, etc., a bit of a twat in his day. But not to me. And let's be fair, it was obviously a terrible time. The plague ran through so many people. But though it was hardest on the first generation, it was part of the world when I was born. Over time, the worst of the plague has become blurred and civilization, whatever that is, stopped for a bit, certainly in England. Population dropped greatly, the towns became smaller, more overrun with plants and nature. Technology went backwards somewhat. We still have some cars, but we're mostly living on the power of the horse. Only these horses can talk back. London's changed a lot, of course. The city was pulled down and the trees have grown in their place. The underground was quickly overrun by badgers, who've done good things with the tunnels all in all. The river's the real lifeblood of the country, where all sorts of us half-breeds live. I can say half-breed because I'm one of them. The towns around London are where the normal people live. They're the world beyond, the wide world. They trade with us, but they're very afraid of contamination. We all know the plague has run its course. It burnt out. Man-made, you see. Natural disease knows how to hang on. And the new generations of my kind are thinning out a bit. Many of us are reverting to type. The stoats and the weasels have become more stupid and violent. Most of us live in half homes between animal and man. I live underground, but it has a homely shape. There's one amphibian who lives in an old palace down the river, calls it his hall. And, well, I'm just trying to get my home back to scratch. Hence the brooms and the dusters, the ladders and that little pail of whitewash, and but now my back aches, and I can tell, yes, by the smell, it's spring again, and the sun above will be shining. I should go and have a look. Bother, blow, hang spring cleaning. You've been listening to Hang, written and performed by Robert Crichton with Pamela Flanagan and Gillian Horgan. Technical presentation was by Peter Morris and live streaming by Tim Register. Hang was a Milk Bottle audio production recorded live at the Key Theatre.